Mark chapter 8. Round the same time day, one next big crowd gather, and no food never definitely eat. So Jesus called the disciples then to and say,
I'm sorry for this crowd. Can they live with me for 3 days now, and they not got nothing to eat? If I send them home hungry, they want drop down pan the way, because some of them come from far.
The disciple then answered Jesus,
"The how we for find food where the back of bush for feed them?"
Jesus asked them, say,
"How much bread there?"
They answer, say,
"We got 7 bread."
So he tell the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he take the 7 bread, and when he don't give God thanks for it, he broke them in pieces. I give a disciple then to share amongst the people then. And that's the way they do. They make 1 and 2 leaf fish too. And Jesus bless them and make the disciple then share that too with everybody. All of them eat till they get enough. And then gather up 7 baskets of broken bread when we left over. About 4,000 people made the inner of the crowd that day. After they done eat, Jesus send them home. Right after that, Jesus and the disciple then get in our boat and gone to the Dalmanuta area. The Pharisee then come and start to argue with Jesus. They made the accent for show them one sign from heaven for test them out. Jesus give one deep sigh and ask them say,
"The why this generation they look for one sign from heaven? Are they telling you the truth? They know and get no sign."
Then he left them and get back in the boat and gone across the other side of the lagoon. Now the disciple them may forget to bring bread. And they may only got 1 bread left with them in the boat. Jesus warned them, say,
"You no better mind. Careful of the Pharisee than is. And Herod is too."
The disciple them may talk about it amongst themselves. Then say,
"He said that car will never bring no bread."
Jesus may conscious of what they may talk about. So he asks them, say,
"Then why don't they talk about how you no got no bread? You no still no see or understand? You no head so hard? You no got eye, but you no see? You no got ears, but you no hear? You no remember when I broke up the 5 bread for the 5,000 people there? That how much basket I broke up bread you no may pick up?"
They answer,
12.
"I found the 7 bread when I feed the 4,000 people there. The how much basket I broke up bread when I pick up?"
They answer,
7 basket."
Then Jesus say,
"I no still no understand."
When they reach Bethsaida, they bring one blind man to Jesus and beg him to touch her and heal her. Jesus take the blind man's hand and lead her out of the village. Then he spit on the eye then, and he put a hand on her.
"You could see anything now?"
Jesus asked her. The man looked wrong and said,
"Yes, I see people, but not so good. The people look like trees and walk wrong."
Then Jesus put a hand on the man's eye then again. And the man take one long, hard look wrong. And this time he could have seen everything clear. Jesus sent her home and he had her say,
"You mustn't go in at the village."
Jesus and his disciple left and gone to the village then, when we there wrong Caesarea Philippi. Pan the way he asked his disciple then,
"The who people said that me?"
Then tell her say,
"Some people say that you the John the Baptist, and so other one say, you the Elijah.
And still some next one then say, you the one of the prophet then."
Then Jesus asked them, say,
"But the who you said to me?"
Peter answered, say,
"You that is Christ."
Then Jesus tell them not to tell nobody about her. He start to tell them, say, that he may want have to suffer a lot of things. He tell them how the Jewish leader then, and the chief priest then, and then one will teach the law, may want reject her. He may want have to get killed. But after 3 days, he may raise up back from the dead. Jesus may talk plain one about all of this. Well, Peter draw one side and tell her, say,
You mustn't talk like that.
Jesus turned round and looked upon all of the disciples then. And then he tell Peter sharp one.
Get from front of me, Satan. You do look upon all of this the way people see it. Not like how God see it.
Then he called the crowd along with the disciples then and tell them, say,
if any of you want to follow me, you must stop go after where you want if you know own self. Pick up your cross and follow me. Anybody will try if you hang on to their own life, will end up the last it. But anybody will give up their life for sake of me and the good news, they will save it. What good you want to do if you own the whole world and end up the last your soul? Or the way you want to change your life for? And if anybody shame me and for me message in this wicked generation, we're not faithful to God at all, then the Son of Man will shame at them too when he come back in the glory where he Father again, and when he come with the holy angel then.